How many hats have you worn in this lifetime? Does beginning down one path mean you have to stay that course? Today's guest, Sarah Maher, has changed lanes several times to get to creating her current manifestation, a beautiful crystal shop in Oak Park, Illinois. Welcome, local treasure, Sarah Maher, to Mystical Sisterhood, and listen in as we talk about life-changing events and living out your dreams. I'll see you in the episode. Are you obsessed with the mystic? Are you looking for sisterhood? Are you ready to explore your inner magic? You've arrived, sister. Welcome home. I'm Maureen Spielman, and I started this show to highlight the intuitives, healers, and other courageous women I have met along my journey. Through amazing interviews, we go deep into the mystics and uncover the ways in which you can apply the knowledge and wisdom in your own life. We are all in this together. Sharing healing and joy in community is both my passion and my purpose. Here's today's conversation. Welcome back to Mystical Sisterhood. This is your host, Maureen Spielman. And today I welcome Sarah Maher to the show. And Sarah is the owner of Village and Vessel. I'm just going to say a crystal shop, a tarot shop in Oak Park, Illinois. She's going to expand on that for us, so we have a better definition. But, you know, it was probably in the fall of last year that my good friend Keegan said, "Hey, Maureen, there's a new crystal shop open in Oak Park. Do you want to go with me?" And so we headed over in a lot of excitement because this just didn't exist in our neighborhood in this form. And so we were really so excited that someone had put their stake down in the ground and opened up a beautiful store to support the community and I'm sure surrounding communities. So welcome, Sarah. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you. That's so kind. What an intro. It's so funny that like you say you were so excited to come because like when I started even thinking about a brick and mortar store, I was like, I wonder who's going to come in the door. You know, I wonder if people are going to be excited about this because I don't know. It's like Chicago and the Chicagoland area. I just kept looking for like the crystal store of my dreams. And there's great crystal stores out there. But I kept seeing the ones that I loved in Los Angeles and New York. And so, I mean, I don't want me to dive right into this, but like, I'm so excited to hear you say that because that's the way I was when I found my home store in LA, Spellbound Sky. Like, I remember walking into that store and being like, oh my God, I belong here. Like, I just want to sit here for hours and pour through what's here and soak it all in. And I did that for years. And when I wanted to open a shop, I went to them because I had befriended the owners. And I said, I want to open Spellbound Sky Chicago. Yeah. And they said, oh no, Sarah, you're not going to do that. You're going to go out on your own. You're going to do it on your own. You don't need us. Yes. And they were they just kicked me straight out of the nest right when I was like getting cozy. And they said, no, but we'll mentor you. We will help you. We will sit you down and show you the ropes and all those lovely things. And they were kind and gracious to me for no other reason than they also wanted another crystal shop to pop up somewhere so that you guys could like pop up.
Yeah. You know? So, I love it. I love that. Started. Yeah. It sounds like in the moment I said in the intro, life-changing events. And even though there's been other things in your life that have been bigger and in your face in terms of changing the course of your life, that right there certainly did as well. It sounds like you wanted the safety of doing it like someone had done it before you. But then I love in Mystical Sisterhood, I think one of the tenets and foundations of this endeavor is to support other women creators and women creating whatever it is, whether it's a beautiful family or a side hobby or a new business or a newfound relationship. We're all here to support one another. So the fact that Spellbound Sky did that for you seems like the ultimate gift.
Yeah, it is. And it's it's funny because now I certainly don't have anyone coming to me asking to open, you know, Village and Vessel Austin or anything like that. But I do get this sense many times that people will come in and they are looking for direction. And they're so clearly not seeing that they already have the direction. They mm-hmm. just need like a little bit of clarity or light shone on it. And so when they just kind of pushed me out, they're like, oh no, you can do it yourself. And I was like, oh yeah, I can do it myself. Like, I can do it myself. So I've done that to dozens of people coming through this door. You know, they said like, tell me. And I'm like, you already know. Like their gift, that it totally was a gift. And like, it's just one that like I dole out a little bit now.
Yes.
Because it was given to me. And thank gosh they didn't absorb me, you know?
Yes. Like, absolutely. So. I love it too, because that, I think that's part what I'm hearing of your giftedness. And I'll say right there, as women, if we can claim our giftedness without, you know, kind of putting like shying down or dimming that light, it's a beautiful place. Because I think even to say my giftedness is I think when I was young, I don't think I was ever taught to really shine in that light. And so I think seeing it in one another is really important, but I think that that's a certain skill that I believe when I approach people to be on the podcast, I can see that there is something there. And I know that it's the vibrational match too, but of a message that they have that's meant to come through this kind of vehicle. So I feel like that's a gift of yours as well to see. They gave you the gift of seeing it in yourself, and now you can reflect it back and pass that gift down the line.
Well, thank you for that. And also, like, I'm looking around. I'm at the shop right now. Like, I'm looking around, and I'm like, it's me. And also the crystals. Like, the crystals really do, like, bring in a vibration. I really believe that crystals can bring in those vibrations that you are, like, curious about or feel like you haven't felt before or feel too much of. Like, they can help you to find different vibrations, different words to use when talking about vibrations. Because how many times have you been talking about like energy or vibrations and you're like, I need to put more of a finer point on this. Like crystals can give you a way to a finer point of vibrational energies that also tell the stories of our narrative, you know? Mm-hmm. So like there are crystals for certain times in life. There are crystals for, you know, grief. There are crystals for protection. There are crystals for attainment. What was my point, Maureen?
Well, I think you were talking about the energy that you derive from, yes, Maureen, I have this gift, and I'm going to give a little credence to the crystals here. That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah, that's exactly. And of course, when I start talking about crystals, I just start actually talking about crystals and I talk for hours. So it won't be the last thing that'll happen. But absolutely, like the crystals had given me the tools and energy to speak this language.
Okay.
And it's a language that we speak through, you know, the very little bits of astrology that I'm like beginning to understand, or all these other different modalities that have been passed down, usually in female tribes, women to women, usually spoken, oral traditions that have been passed down that are beautiful and, my God, not, I hope not lost. But that's why I'm a real huge proponent of like keeping alive the things that we have learned through astrology, through crystals, through tarot. These are not only tools to help us in support, but they also hold all the stories of the women of our past. Mm. All of this only survived because women kept talking to each other. And it makes me almost like crumble to pieces when I think about all the things that have lost, the things that women have not said to each other, these beautiful tidbits of like from the smallest things like recipes to actual ways to cope with very difficult parts of life, to learning how to just manage people around you in your community, things like that. So I'm thankful to my gift, but I'm very thankful to the women that came before us who have all these oral traditions that now, because of the internet, they're all over the internet. Yeah.
Yes.
We can go over that. That's a double-edged sword, but it's great for us. And we have now come into a space where women can speak again and speak to each other. And I mean, look at what's happened in terms of like women's liberation just in the time of like the internet. Like You think yeah. about Me Too. You think about all these things where women have just said, wait a minute, mm-hmm. we're coming back together. Absolutely. And we're sharing our stories. Yes. You know, high tide is going to rise all boats here. So
I love that. And it's, we're going to share our stories without shame.
Yeah.
And with compassion for one another and understanding and yeah.
Yeah. Well, and mm-hmm. To me, it's also taking off all those lenses, the lenses yeah. that were like thrown on us from the minute we're born. Like, oh, you should look at it. You should look at everything with gratitude. Mm-hmm. You should be sweet. You know, these are things that I was given. And mm-hmm. I think real freedom for a lot of women is noticing that these were not things that were innately in us. I am not bad because I don't feel sweet to people all the time. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's a lens. It's not in here. Mm-hmm. I'm fine. It's the ripping and the ripping and the ripping. And so like so many people come in here and they're like, what's wrong with me? And I'm like, nothing's wrong with you. Yeah. What's right. wrong Absolutely. With capitalism? What's wrong mm-hmm. with the patriarchy? Mm-hmm. What's wrong with advertising and media telling you exactly how you should feel and watch and do and be, you know, mm-hmm. it is going to be a constant sloughing off for us of like yep. taking off these like layers of skin that have been put on us.
It's good. It's really good conversation. I think even when I go back to one of my coaching programs around conscious parenting, that's when I first started to really tap into conditioning. And conditioning is something that has occurred to us our whole life, whether it's our family of origin or culture, society, school. And we never really realized it. We may have felt an internal resistance to it, but no one was naming it then. And now that we can name it and say it, when you give that gift to somebody that, oh, have you considered that that's not yours, that never was, then it's like the eyes wide open and the awareness kicks in. And then you start noticing and then you can start meeting yourself in a different way. Like, oh, wow. Yeah, I'm really curious mm-hmm. about that not being mine. So thanks for naming that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even like extrapolating out, like that's why I love work with past lives and karma work and ancestral ties. And I am so interested in that work and understanding even just generational trauma from a scientific standpoint, but also from an energetic standpoint. It's so fascinating how much we can carry that is not ours mm-hmm. and how much space we can make for ourselves when we lovingly give it back, you know, mm-hmm. when we lovingly Absolutely. Give it away. There's so much space for our inner world, you know, mm-hmm. and I don't think we make space, especially for our spiritual world, you know, like we all have physical worlds and we pay doctors to make us better. And we have mental worlds. We go to school and we try to get smarter and healthier mentally and go to therapy, things like that. And then when it comes to our spiritual space, you know, well, one, we look to our communities and say it should be free, which
yeah,
I go, oh boy, this is a problem because we put so much money, you know, into our bodies, into our minds. Why not put a little bit of investment into your spiritual space, mm-hmm. you know, your spiritual life? But that being said, I really think that there is this dry well with so many women of this spiritual relationship that you can have with yourself and with those spirits that are around you. I really, really believe that cutting ties from things that are not yours and making space for your spiritual self is part of our journey. I think it's everybody's mm-hmm. journey. I think it's our journey to find balance between those mm-hmm. the physical, the mental, the spiritual. It makes me really happy that this podcast is here because it feels like you are making space for that. Like even just having, being curious about it is making space for it, you know?
Yeah. And the vehicle of the podcast, I love because on the other end of it, just like when we watch something, but it's up to the listener. They can see the title of it. They have pure dominion over whether they listen to it, how much, how curious they become, whether they can apply it to themselves. Yeah. But I was also thinking with what you just said that the last 3 years I've been studying in Susie Lula's Soul Care certification. So what happens, I think, in that space is we talk about the soul's experience for, you know, a large part of the class, really. And it's yeah. it's the marrying of our soul self with our human self. And I was just saying to a dear friend that when we are in the conversation around the soul and the soul's experience, it is a soft place to land. And it sort of reminds me of what you're saying. It's because it's not an identification with ourselves most of us have had for most of our lives. But that feels like when you're talking about spirituality, that feels like the desert that you're talking about and the not knowing ourselves in this multidimensional way, that we're more than just a human going through all the actions, cooking the meals, running the errands, going to the grocery store. And then someone walks into your shop and all of a sudden the crystals are inviting an opening, perhaps you would be able to say that with someone who enters the space. And then you can give the reflection back of what you are seeing and getting, I'm going to say from your guides. I don't know if you feel that way, but you can talk about that. Yeah,
I do. Mm-hmm. I have times, I like to give people space when they come in, because I was given space when I started going to the crystal shops when I was in high school. Like, they just let me do my thing, and I was in there for hours. And so there's this part of me that, thinks that I should do the same. Many times people will come in with a question, and I read tarot for people. I'll do a one card pull for folks and kind of just let them know what the universe is wanting them to know right now. Many times people will come into the shop with a big question, like something that's really meaty and really going on. And I will look at them and say, I can read tarot to you and I will read tarot for you. But also, I am the tarot reader that you came to today. So you're going to get what my guides and ancestors believe is for the highest good for you in support of your process and of your journey. But I have had to say that many times because I am a channel. I am a finite channel. I am a human channel. And so I only have the experiences that I know and the things that I have learned. And there are days when I wish I could be everything to everyone. Mm-hmm. And I have to remind myself, nope, this is the channel. Yep. This is it. And I take up no more or no little amount of space. I take up this amount of space and I'm here. And when people walk in the door, it's because.
Yep. It's a great way to run life. And, I'm thinking too, Sarah, you've mentioned, I was in crystal shops when I was in high school and I had a fascination when I was out in LA. And I know that your career began in comedy and then you've worked in tech. And so when you look at that meandering path of where you've been, what was it that brought you to open this store and kind of where you had the breadcrumbs and the clues all the years? Why now?
You're all along, Maureen. Yeah, it is one of those things where looking back, it's kind of like, it took this long, really? Okay. But, I don't judge it too much. I'm a Capricorn, so I do judge a little bit. But yeah, I as a kid, I just remember really, really viscerally feeling like I didn't know what I was put on this earth to do. And I saw other kids kind of finding themselves and finding individuality and all these things. And I was just very much a energetic, open sphere. I didn't know. And I was just taking things in and kind of managing, some childhood traumas. And so I wasn't necessarily going towards a focus. Mm-hmm. And so I meandered through college and left college after a couple of years, but I always loved acting when I was a kid. And it was the only time that I felt a sense of what I now know is flow, the sense of flow, the sense of energy moving through your body. So I said, well, that's the only thing I like to do. I'm going to go be a very dramatic actor because I thought it was very dramatic. And I signed up for a acting class and it was an improv class. I had made a mistake and I met this teacher who took me under her wing. Her name's Kimmy Kimpanik. And she said, this is what you do. You're good at this. And this is what you do. And she just told me, I was like, okay. And so I needed someone to look at me and say, I see you and I see that you have a talent. And at that point, it could have been anything. I needed a direction. And she gave me that direction. I never looked back. I never did a play again. I never did anything dramatic. And for the next, 15 years, I was doing improv, sketch comedy, teaching people improv and sketch comedy, working on cruise ships for Second City and, boating around the world. And it was great. It was a great life. And I knew also at the same time as I was going through this journey that I wanted to have kids and I wanted to settle down. And I not decided, but it felt like one of those things where I went, if I'm a good woman, I would stop doing this and settle down and have kids and get a real job. And I let that guide me. I did. I let it guide me. And I slowly let go of the acting and I got into tech. Because it's a business where they need some people to do some of the project management. And so I got into that really naturally because I could just chat with people and I could explain things. I could explain jargon to non-jargon folks. And that was my gift there. And it gave me a lot those years. I have a beautiful child. I have years of experience in that I still use from all of kind of the corporate world. But those were dark years, and I became an adult in a lot of ways that I didn't want to be and that I felt like I should be. I did the, I should do this. I should marry a man and have some kids and the whole time, as things got darker and darker, I kept looking more to crystals, more to crystals, more to crystals. And I would just sit. I remember coming home from work and I would just lay on my couch and I would put almost like a ring around my neck of just crystals and just lay there and cry and just let it take everything that I had walked around with for 10 hours, just bottled up. And it was tough. And then, finally one day after a lot of talking with my partner, we decided to separate. And then 6 months later, COVID hit. And my life had just been ripped apart. And then the whole world fell apart. And I thought nothing was ever going to be the same. And I was by myself in this house, with my kid part time. And I just couldn't do it anymore. I couldn't go to work every single day and come home every single day and not love my life or even like my life.
Thanks for sharing so much of your story.
I know, I'm just going on
and on. No, it's perfect, actually. I was reflecting on, so when I'm listening to it, you're having internal signs. You're having internal unrest. You're having directionality. And then COVID hits, and then what happens?
So COVID hits, and I hang on to the job for a little bit longer. And then one day I was in a meeting and I something kind of went funky in the meeting, about a client. And I just kind of had this moment where I go, what am I doing here? And I said it out loud, which was about And one of my colleagues, what? And I was like, well, what am I doing here? And we start talking and he says, well, are you resigning? I said, I don't know. And 2 days later, I went and I met with him and I said, I am. Yeah. Because I just knew it was this moment where I knew that I was not effective. And again, I am a Capricorn. If I am ineffective at work, you might as well just roll me off a cliff. ineffective at work. I know, and I do have to work around this, but I am that type of person. And it was a split. It was literally a split where I went, there's no way I'm leaving this. There's no way I'm going back. I'm never going back to tech. I'm never sitting in front of a computer again. I am never speaking corporate jargon again. I am never working people to the bone again. I am not doing it. I will not waste my life force trying to make websites. I couldn't do it. And so that's when I had a very supportive group of girlfriends who said, Sarah, you, because at that point, you know, I'm the crystal friend. I bring crystals to every party. I bring crystals to your event. You have something happen at your house that's weird. I'm coming over with a crystal, you know? So they said, Sarah, open your shop. And I knew I could do e-commerce because I had built a couple, you know, helped build a couple of websites. And so I said, okay, why not? Why not take the step? And I can build a website. And if the website tanks and I got to go get a project management job, okay. But it was just one foot in front of the other, you know? And I look at this place and the signs were there. And also, it's like I didn't orchestrate this. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't do this. I just took a couple of steps and the universe met me. And that's what I forget sometimes. It's like, you don't need to have a huge plan at all before you do anything. Just have to take a few steps and ask your spirit guides, ask the universe for help.
Yep.
It will help you. I remember once at Spellbound Sky, Martin, who is one of the guys that owns the place, you know, I was so wound up about something and I was like, I just don't know if I should do this or that or this or that. And he goes, well, have you asked the universe? And I go, what? He's like, well, have you asked the universe? He's a triple Scorpio. He gets mad. So he's like, have you asked the universe for a sign? And I was like, no. He's like, then ask. Just ask. What does it hurt to ask the universe for a sign?
Absolutely.
And if you don't get it, you're right where you're sitting.
Such a good reminder. I'm really digging your story here. Okay. So because it's so heartfelt and it's inspiration for people to hear that sort of what diverted you from this path and really listening in, because that day you said that in the meeting, it just came out. It's like you could not do it. And so I want to know about this, because you just said, I knew how to do e-commerce. I could do that. I built some platforms, but I'm looking at you in a beautiful crystal shop. What was the crossover into this is not just a website. It's going to be a living, breathing storefront.
I knew I wanted a shop. I knew I wanted a physical space. And I also knew that retail, you know, was hurting right now and that, you know, people were going out of business. And so I said to myself, I'll open the e-commerce site, we'll see what happens. And then I'm just going to join the Chamber of Commerce because I don't know anyone. I had just moved to Oak Park in 2022. And I said, I'm going to need help. I'm going to need community. Why don't I just join and see what happens? And what happened was this like really natural and swift unfolding of this place. I told the executive director, Liz Holt, who now runs Taproot Reiki, who's an amazing Reiki master. And I just told her, I said, I think I want a storefront. She goes, okay. And then she calls me one day. She goes, Sarah, I think there's a storefront. You should just drive over and see the, you know, number on the door and call it. Okay. So I call and they say, you know, yeah, that's a really interesting storefront you want, but have you ever thought of this storefront? And it was this shop, 135 North Oak Park Avenue. And I was like, that's Laura's store. And it was Laura who I had befriended at Gem. And I was like, what's going on? So immediately I text Laura and I'm like, Laura, what's happening? And she says, I'm consolidating. Mm-hmm. Do you want my store?
Wow.
And so she's so lovely and so kind and, you know, just sends this really sweet email to the landlord and says, I really think this gal, you know, has something and I'd love for her to have my shop. And I really believe that that's how I got the place. It was just people kept giving me a hand up, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And just, and again, it happened so fast. I mean, I had this place in July and I remember standing here empty and I had already written on a napkin what I wanted it to look like.
Yeah.
And I went, how do I get it from this to the napkin?
Yes.
And it took months, you know, and finding the right partners to build it out and energetically getting it ready and making sure it was the right space, its own thing, but it happened fast and it's here. And it's one of those things that I still every single day, because I'm still in my first year, every single day is new. And I knew the day I opened the store, the next 365 days are going to be absolutely different. Mm-hmm. Like every single day is going to be different, and be open to what walks through the door. Just be open to what comes into your life. And so far it's been great. And I do think about retail, and I think about like, this isn't my foray. What am I doing? I have the critic inside me. Like, how dare you open the store? But again, it's just, you just put one foot in front of the other, I feel like, and you ask the universe for what you want or what you need.
Yeah.
And if truly this isn't for the greater good, I'll find something else.
That's okay too. The question that you ask yourself, though, you know, the follow up is like, but if not me, who? And then someone might step in and do it. And, you know, then that would change your course too. But I love the examples of things falling into place when we don't push. And I'm wondering, I know starting Mystical Sisterhood, and I sometimes name this in, you know, social media or doing a video here or there or in the podcast, is that I follow the path, and I just had an inner trust. I didn't even, a word like failure didn't even come in, because it was just calling me, but I'm open to what it's here to teach me. And I'm open to new revelations that come through it. So I love that you're saying that, like, you open the storefront. I almost think sometimes when we're also transforming inside, we really are greeting each day in a new consciousness. So for every day that you open, I don't know if you come in the back or the front, but you open the door to your space, it's like, here's a new version of Sarah, in a sense. You're the same soul. You're the same, but you're coming slightly changed with your saying, like you mentioned, the lens and new perspective. And what have I learned in the last 24 hours? And thanks for also naming the guidance from the universe. I think asking the universe. And also, you know, I had a moment last week where I just felt a moment of surrender to the universe, to a little bit getting down, you know, I wasn't on my knees, but that feeling, I think you named it before we recorded today, like that, like just on your knees, humble, I surrender. I'm open to any guidance that you are here to show me the way right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and it's, those moments can be so lonely, and we forget, I think, how supported we are, you know, like we're incredibly supported all the time. Like even like the ground that we're on, the air that we breathe, like we're constantly being supported by all these mechanisms that want us to be here, that want us to thrive, that want us to keep kind of tussling and doing our thing, you know? And I think about that. I think about that a lot. I think about the things I can feel. I can feel the air. I can feel the floor. I can feel all these things. Think about the things you can't feel.
Yeah.
And they're there to support you too. Like, why wouldn't they?
I agree with that. So I'm going to ask you, I usually do this at the top of the hour when I remember, but because we're here with Mystical Sisterhood, what does mystical mean to you?
Ooh, what does mystical mean to me? Oh, well, mystical, I think mystical is that like beautiful thing that you cannot grasp, but you love to try to grasp. mysticism in and of itself to me is literally that with which we cannot understand, but we love and like are attracted towards.
Yes.
It's all the things like, there's so much about the world that we can discover, and yet there is so much that is still a mystery. It kind of reminds me of the song, Let the Mystery Be. I love that. Do you know that song?
Who sings that? Do you know?
Oh gosh. It's from this show, The Leftovers. And I couldn't tell you who sings it, but I'll send it to you. It's great.
Yeah. That's good to name it. Yeah.
Mysticism is, it's the beauty of the unknown. It's the absolute beauty of the unknown. And I don't know why I love the unknown. I think it's great because the unknown holds the absolute best possibilities that could ever exist, you know?
Yes. And I can see, because when you were describing the jobs before when we were in the job part of the interview. I wanted to ask you, like, in what parts of your life has it felt like your soul is dancing? And our soul came to play and to revel and rejoice and learn through life too. So it doesn't mean we're not going to be without the pain, but where I think when we get more in alignment, that word's used a lot, but when we get more in our sweet spot, call it whatever you want, that there's a resonance and a joy. And so even when I witness you, when I just asked you, what does mystical mean to you? It was like a light bulb within your light. And when we know, yesterday I interviewed Laura O'Malley. She's a psychic channel, I believe, and spiritual intuitive. And we were just talking about that. Like, what is the feeling? Get in touch with the feeling. And I believe I'm saying this, but like, that's a match with our soul. Like when we're feeling that vibrancy or that the truth, when we know when something's true for us, and it's, we all have different truths, right? But something about that is at the soul level, it's just rejuvenating and in vibration, I guess. I know I just said a lot of stuff, but I'm just watching you and I'm like, how does your soul feel now that you're sitting in this beautiful crystal shop surrounded by energy?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, just even hearing you say that, it really reminds me how oh boy, it was the opposite that it is now because it is, I feel like I heard it my whole life that if you live in your truth, you'll be free and you'll be happy. And I always thought my truth was different things. And this is my truth. I wake up every day and I love what I do and I love coming to work, and, you know, work is still work. You know, it's hard some days and I'm schlepping rocks, 100-pound boxes. And but you know what? I'm happy to do it because it's in alignment with what I was put here to do. And I don't feel like that just orb of nothing, you know, like I did when I was a kid. Like, it's very freeing and worth it to go down the path of your love and your joy. Because if you don't, what are you choosing? And I chose a lot of things for a lot of years, thinking that they would bring me, that there would be this day that I would go, oh, I did life right. Where's my medal? And it's really, I've come to this realization that there's no medal. There's no gold watch. It's literally just living your truth every day.
And getting, like you're saying, taking those steps to get closer to it. Because when we're in those parts where we're not, it can feel like we're chasing a feeling, that we're just in that chase and that eternal pursuit. And the question of, is it possible to actually experience it in this lifetime? And sometimes we have to upend a lot of what we've got going on in order to get there. Yeah. But having each other's support, having all these different, like we've talked about a lot of different sort of mediums of support today. And I want to ask you just about Village and Vessel. Where did you come up with the name Village and Vessel?
So Village and Vessel, it's kind of a long story, but my energetic practice started with my home. I really got to my spiritual practice by connecting with my space and with making my space energetically flowing so that I could live the life I wanted to live. Because we spend now post-COVID, you know, we spend so much time in our houses. Yeah. So we literally play out the dramas of our lives in these walls. And so I really do believe that these walls and these homes that we have are these vessels for our human dramas. Nice. And these vessels do create the village or the community that can bring these people together. The absolute rooted community can support one another. So we are essentially a village of vessels.
Beautiful. No, it's, I wouldn't have known. I'm so glad I asked that question. You know, and on your website, I have to ask this because you referred to Oak Park as the land of, and I can't pronounce it, but what did you say?
Potawatomi or Potawatomi.
Okay. So that was the Native American land that this is, that Oak Park is. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. That would be beautiful to know more about. And so when a lot of our listeners are local. I'm wondering too, do you do an e-commerce part of the store or no?
I do. I actually, the website is live. I took it all down just to focus on the store.
Sure.
And then I put it back up last week. And now almost everything in the store is on the site. And so I'm doing both. Really just trying to get the word out there that, you know, when we get crystals here, we're getting them as ethically as possible and that we get them for specifically for peace and evolution and healing.
Okay. Yeah.
So I really hope that people know that when they buy online that, you know, those pieces are as well loved and well picked out as the ones in the shop.
Absolutely. And I'm going to ask you for Village and Vessel and your vision. You just named peace and evolution, but for the vision and the intention of who is walking into your store, like what are you seeking to create? What is this all about for you?
Yeah. So this is all about, for me, my purpose is to get healing crystals to healing people. Mm. And so for me, this is all about, we joke, me and the gals that work here, that it feels like we're running a puppy rescue because we love the crystals so much that when they leave, we're like, oh, you're going to a good home, but we'll love you and miss you, you know, because we really do put a lot of love into this place. So in terms of what we're trying to create in Village and Vessel is a place where people can come and go through the process of finding the crystal that complements the vibration either they're wanting to find or that they're wanting to keep. Mm-hmm. And it's our job to create a space where people can literally look at the vibrational keywords like on our cards for each crystal and find the words that they couldn't find. And so I want to create a space where people can do that on an individual level. And then we have events. I have altar making events. I have Crystals 101 that's coming up. And I do want to create this space where people who want to learn the modalities of crystals and tarot and all the other metaphysical modalities can come and have a safe space to learn.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. And sort of like what I was talking about, how the universe is guiding us. You are being guided every day by suggestions that come to you, listening to you. You've mentioned oral stories and the stories that are coming into your shop. And I always like, we have a local gem, Susan Lucci, and Susan, she was one of my early interviews and she ran circles for every year. But I loved it because she used to have, I think the stone was obsidian. Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
And Sue did hundreds of circles, and in the circle, we would pass around, let's say there were eight women there, we would pass it around and we would say our intention. And I loved it because I always thought of it as hundreds of intentions and energy within that one stone. And it may have been called a crystal, I don't know, that she used probably daily because she ran so many circles, but that was such a beautiful symbol to me of, I think we started out there today, of women's experience and women's story coming through ancestrally, coming through us and where we find ourselves now. So I have gratitude for what you've built and what you're offering and what it's becoming as well.
Oh, thanks, Maureen. I'm grateful to you for this. This is incredible. We get to learn so many new things from your podcast. I binged it a little bit. I'm not And it's great. Thank you for you. And thank you for doing this and bringing the people together.
I appreciate that because I feel like across time too, people can look at the podcast website or, you know, where you listen to it. And like I said before, choose what's for them, choose what's calling them, and trust that the one you choose to listen to has something for you to hear that day. So I think just such gratitude for you too, because for me, I'm excited that we've done this interview. And so people who are local to us or even not, they can find you, see what your offerings are and know you, because knowing each other as people, like who's the person behind the sign? And that's really important too. So thanks for sharing your heart here today. And you may have named it, but where can people find you if they're seeking what you're doing?
Yeah. So you can always visit our website, which is www.villageandbustle.com. We are also on social media. We're on Instagram at village_and_bustle. Mm-hmm. And same handle for TikTok. And they can always come in and see us at the shop. We're at 135 North Oak Park Avenue in Oak Park, Love Illinois. It. Beautiful. And we're here every day but Monday.
Okay.
Love to have
All right.
you.
Well, thank you, Sarah. Thank you to the listener being here to Sarah's beautiful wisdom and, you know, life experience. And it's here for all of us. And we'll see you in the next episode. Thanks for listening to this episode of Mystical Sisterhood. If you love what you heard, please hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening. And if it's on Apple or Spotify, I would be so grateful for a 5-star rating and review. And be sure to share with a friend if you're called to do so. To learn more about my one-on-one coaching programs and join the Mystical Sisterhood community, visit MaureenSpielman.com or MysticalSisterhood.com.